Friedel.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Trucks carrying humanitarian aid, including food, medicine, and water, began entering the besieged Gaza Strip Saturday through the Egypt-controlled Rafah crossing. It's the first time aid has been allowed to enter Gaza since Hamas launched a surprise attack on Israel October 7th that killed 1,400 people, triggering an Israeli bombing campaign and a total Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. Video from the crossing showed trucks moving into the area from the Egyptian side, carrying medicine, medical supplies, and a limited amount of food and canned goods. Rafah is the main route in and out of the Gaza Strip that is not controlled by Israel and is the focus of efforts to deliver aid to Gaza's 2.3 million residents. Israel imposed a total blockade and launched the airstrikes on Gaza in response to the deadly attack. The UN has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, where food has been running out and supplies of fuel needed to keep hospital backup generators running has reached dangerously low levels. Meanwhile, Egypt is hosting leaders and representatives from Arab and Western countries Saturday for a peace summit on the 15th day of the war between Israel and Hamas bordering Egypt. Speaking at the opening of the peace summit, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who was in Rafah, the border crossing, on Friday, urged leaders to work to end the conflict.
Has come for action. Action to end this god-awful nightmare. And action to build a future worthy of the dreams of the children of Palestine, Israel, the region, and our world.
The summit is being held as Israel prepares a ground assault on Gaza following Hamas's attack. In his opening remarks, summit Jordan's King Abdullah said the forced internal displacement of Palestinians would be a war crime. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign minister has proposed regular security talks with North Korea and China to deal with what he described as an increasing U.S.-led regional military threat. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the comments during a trip to North Korea, where he met with leader Kim Jong-un and his top diplomat. Details of Lavrov's meeting with Kim are not immediately available. His trip is expected to focus on how to boost the two countries' defense ties. Last week, the United States said North Korea had transferred munitions to Russia to boost its fighting capabilities in Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's planned visit to Washington this month is viewed as paving the way for further high-level meetings between the U.S. and China. It comes as Washington urges Beijing to use its lines of communication with countries in the Middle East to prevent a military escalation of the Israel-Hamas conflict. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching has more.
Preventing a military conflict triggered by accidents is among the items on the U.S. agenda in its talks with China. Other pressing issues include the fentanyl crisis, Russia's war on Ukraine, and Israel's war with Hamas.
With respect to potential mediators, I would say we think at this time the appropriate step is not mediation with Hamas, but Israel defending itself, as any country could. China has lines of communication with a number of countries in the region. So if China could do something to prevent the conflict from widening, that is certainly something that we would welcome.
Nike Ching, VOA News.
In the U.S. House of Representatives Friday, hard right-wing Congressman Jim Jordan failed in his third attempt to get elected Speaker of the House, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After failing badly on a third ballot to win the gavel, Jim Jordan met with Republican colleagues to discuss whether he should keep going.
Put the question to him, they made a different decision.
Dumping Jordan as nominee amid opposition from Republicans like Don Bacon.
I look forward to cleaning the slate.
Which puts the GOP back at square one.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be.
It's going to be another couple of difficult days.
Dusty Johnson says it'll take time to figure out the best candidate.
We're going to get it done. It's just going to take us a little bit longer.
Interim Speaker Patrick McHenry says they'll get the weekend to think about it.
House Republicans will return on Monday at 6:30 p.m. for a candidate forum, followed by an election process on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.